did while I was here until I get back. I need you to keep the fire burning. So when I come back to rapture up my church, I'm going to get those who have already died in faith looking for my coming. And when I come back on the cloud, I'm not coming back here down to planet Earth. I'm not going to walk back down here again. I'm going to hang out in the clouds. Because when I come back, everybody everywhere will be able to see me in the clouds. And the dead in Christ will get up first. I wish I had a help in the house. And those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready for Jesus' return. Jesus is on his way back, and he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. You, my brother, you, my sister, had better get yourself together. Revelation said when he comes back, if you're lying, keep on lying. If you're playing around, keep on playing around. If you're messing up, keep on messing up. If you're stealing and killing, keep on stealing and killing, because when the time comes, he's coming back for a prepared people to take them to a prepared place. And my question to you is, will you be ready in that great day? Will you be ready? I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad that I'll be ready in that great getting up morning when Jesus comes back for his church. God bless you today.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT.
James Bryan Alexandria presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Broadnax will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Broadnax.
Hey, God bless you. Good evening, everybody, and greetings, and that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. Yes, this is your friend, Apostle James Broadnax, and I am live today. Yes, and I am excited about what God is doing. I must tell you and give you the kingdom updates. Well, you know, that Kingdom Agenda Crusade, oh my God, it's just been awesome. We was just in Brooklyn, New York, for 2 weeks. And I tell you, the saints of God, they came from all over New York City. They came from Manhattan. They came from White Plain. They came from Far Rockaway. They came from the Bronx. I'm telling you, New Jersey, Orange, they came from all over New York, and it was powerful. Let me tell you, souls were saved. I saw people in their late 40s and 50s give their life to the Lord and accept Jesus as their Savior. People was filled with the Holy Ghost. Truly, it was a move of God there in Brooklyn, New York. I got back home on yesterday, and I slept for 15 hours. I had worked so hard in the kingdom. I slept for 15 hours. And then I got up this morning praying for God's people. I have been on broadcasts all over the country this morning, broadcasting all over South Florida this morning. And now my regional kingdom gathering will be this week in West Palm Beach. Oh, my God, back on the road again. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. If you have loved ones that live in Belgrade, Florida, Port St. Lucie, Riviera Beach, Vero Beach, Melbourne, Cocoa, listen, you want to tell them to get to the big kingdom gathering. And it will be held at the big, beautiful Embassy Suites Hotel right by the airport, 1601 Bevedere Road. It is going to be awesome. Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night at 7:30 p.m., we will be there in West Palm Beach, Florida. Yes, I will not be alone. The guest prophet will be with me, Prophet Jeremy Butler of Rochester, New York. God sent them out in twos, and I'm so thankful for this prophet of God that works in the ministry with me. And that is going to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in West Palm Beach, Embassy Suites Hotel. All seats are free, no admission at the door. And then on Sunday night, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, it is going to be on Sunday night at 7 p.m. All roads will be leading to the big full gospel church of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, pastored by Dr. T. Wayne Parks. I will be there Sunday night at 7 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale at 2201 Northeast 19th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. When you come through the gates, it's almost like you're coming through a gated community. But right to the left is the big, beautiful sanctuary of the Full Gospel Church. That's Sunday at 7 p.m. And I know many of you are saying, well, Apostle Broadnax, when are you going to hold the miracle service in Alexandria, somewhere close by? I want you to know we are coming, and it is absolutely going to be powerful. Let me tell you, on Friday, that was a man in Monroe, Louisiana, called me on Friday. Listen, repented of his sins and got back in step with God. Let me tell you, that man repented, y'all, and gave his life back to the Lord. Repented and got back in step with God's plan for his life. Yes, folk are being saved through this ministry. People are being healed through this ministry. People are being delivered. And you know, the truth is, I have been praying and helping God's people for over 35 years. This year end will be 36 years of ministry traveling across this country. One of the local pastors here, when I was in Atlanta, he was there in the airport. got on the same jet back to Alexandria. He shook my hand and said, Apostle, are you still doing these revivals? I said, yes, sir. I said, I just left Brooklyn, New York for 2 great weeks. And every year I go to that big white full gospel church in Fort Lauderdale. And normally I go there in October and stay to a few days before Christmas. Revival nonstop. From October, November, all the way into December. That is the ministry of an apostle. An apostle comes to perfect and to edify the body of Christ. Listen to me very carefully. Get pen and paper in your hand. And I want to pray with you and believe God for all of the miracles and blessings that you need in your life. You know, I believe the Bible. That's what I believe. I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. And I pray to the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he answered my prayers for the people. Listen to me very carefully. Write my toll-free prayer line number down. 1-800-237-7801. 1-800-237-7801. 1-800-237-7801. And I want you to leave me your name, your address, your city, your state, and your zip code in your most urgent prayer request. And we're going to pray and believe God for the miracles that you need. Listen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, hear me, Sandra. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. Other words, the word of God is going to stand forever. Listen to me, every one of you. I'm telling you, the secret is this. Get your life in compliance with the Word of God. What I mean about get your life in compliance, lining it up with Scripture and everything in your life. Do self-examination in everything in your life that goes against the Word of God. Pray for God's help. Pray for God's strength. Repent of your sins. He will forgive. Man try to hold stuff on you all your life. But when you confess your sins, according to 1 John 1 and 9, it says, if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So when you repent of a thing, you turn from that, then God put it in the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. Can folk remember it? You know, your friends remember, and man, keep bringing it up in your face. But God said, listen, that's in the sea of forgetfulness. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind, many of you listening to me here, that if you just would read that word of God, study that word of God, get that word of God in your heart. Don't just let it linger in your mind. Let it get in your heart and become that living that is living on the inside of you. I declare you will see God do some supernatural things in your life. My goal on this broadcast is to get 300 people in this region praying for 1 hour each and every day. Listen. If you're not spending 1 hour a day in prayer, that's not even a tithe of your day. That's not even 10% of your day. If you're not spending at least 1 hour each and every day in prayer, you are cheating yourself out of blessings. You are cheating yourself out of the abundant life. He or she that prays for 1 hour each and every day shall walk in the supernatural, miracle-working power of God. That's why in Brooklyn, New York, I gave out hundreds of my intercessory prayer guide. One man called me. He said, Apostle Broadnax, he said, you know, I just got through with the prayer guide with my hour prayer. He said, man, this is an instruction book. And he said, and I prayed for an hour for the first time in my life. He said, out of 40-some years of being saved, he said, but I never prayed for an hour. He said, I want to order 10 of your prayer guides just like that. And he began to tell me, he said, you know, Apostle, I've been knowing you through the years, listening to your teaching, applying your teaching. He said, I live in a $500,000 home that's paid for. He said, debt-free life, we don't owe nobody nothing. Wife was a school teacher for over 40 years, and she done retired, and I done retired, so it's no lack of money. He said, but what we want now is more of God. He said, we just want more of God. And I'm telling you, these are the kind of testimonies I'm hearing.